from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Talking about why Brandon Ayuk today, it was announced, he didn't announce it, but his agent telling everybody that would want to know and put it out there that he has officially requested a trade. There's a lot of details out here. There's a part of me that I think the most tedious thing teams do is the we're not going to pay you, but we're also not going to trade you thing. These dudes only have so long. If you're not interested in having them long term, if you're not interested in paying them long term, just do the honest thing. Like Cincinnati holding T. Higgins hostage. Like, long-term security for these dudes is the lifeblood to life after football. You don't have to be chintzy. It's cool if you don't want to pay a guy. But if that guy gets in a spot where he wants to be paid and you don't want to, just do the honest thing. Like, that's just where I'm at. And that's where I'm at with Ayuk.
With Ayuk, they can't pay him what he wants. And, you know, they want to keep him there. They'd like to have him there. They've got options, as Adam said. I mean, they could. They've got two franchise tags. I mean, they've got, and he's under contract for this year, right?
Yeah.
For 14 some million dollars.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man. He's a great player, but I think it's going to be hard for him to be there long term with all those numbers that he just sort of laid out there for you.
Well, and if I'm Ayuk, now you've got a first round rookie that you know is going to take your. You're already sharing touches with Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, and now this rookie. And the thing I really like about Shanahan's offense, and this is actually the word of caution to Brandon Ayuk, is the roles are wildly like etched in stone what the expectation from each prototypical receiver that he uses. And that's one of the things, like when he would go, I remember coming to Cleveland, he's like, I need this profile, this exact fit for this, you know, the Y, this for the Z, this for the X, whatever. I don't even know his terminology. That's why I just threw out those letters. But it's not well defined elsewhere. Like, that is the downside, is you are in a spot where they probably put you consistently in as good a spot as anybody. At the same point, I think Ayuk and Cooper have the same misfortune. That you look at them and they are great players. Like, make no bones about it. Amari Cooper's a great player. Brandon Ayuk is coming off almost, I want to say, a 1,500-yard season, something ridiculous like that. You don't get those numbers if you're just a product of the system.
Yeah, those are rookie numbers.
I've seen plenty of players go into a system or go into a good situation and have 1,000 yards. 1,000 yards is pretty, it's not meaningless, but it's not what it meant. At 16 games, it's certainly not what it meant when there were 12 games. So I bring that up to say, you don't get 1,500 yards by accident. Not when you're sharing touches with Kittle and Deebo, and McCaffrey is a big receiving threat as he is a running threat. I don't know he's a number one, and somebody will pay him like a number one. So if you're San Francisco, why go through the dance? If you don't want to pay him top dollar, you really going to use two franchise tags on him in a row?
The first tag, yes. The second tag, it goes up by 20%. It goes to whatever the top number that they have, and then they add 20% to it.
So, I sometimes think it's absolutely what's happening with T. Higgins in Cincinnati. Teams are printing money right now. And the least you could do is when a player decides, and I'll be honest with you, I want Amari Cooper on the field for the Browns this year, but I feel this way about Amari. That's a 30-year-old receiver looking at maybe his last payday ever. Am I a little worried that this could sidetrack you? And do I think this could maybe limit the ceiling of your offense? Yes. At the same point, do right by the player. You paid just about everybody else. I mean, that's really like, I really loved how Adam said, and I think this is a, in the NFL, if they don't pay you, it's not because they can't. There is no team in the NFL outside of, I don't know, Mark Davis might still be billionaire poor, but there's no team in the NFL that if you're part of their plans long term and they think you're a difference maker, there's no team that can't pay you. So if it's I don't want to, do right by the player. And I mean, I tend to look at this like I'd love for the Browns to get on this action. Yeah, well, you don't want to pay 30-year-old Amari. Would you rather pay 26-year-old Brandon Ayuk? I've thrown out.
Yes.
I've thrown out the Cooper and a third rounder for Ayuk a million times. Those kind of trades very rarely ever happen in the NFL. But like, are we so sure that Amari Cooper isn't going to ask for a trade too? Because if you look at it,
I mean, he definitely could.
Well, I think the reason why I'm asking is there's really no more wide receiver deals out there to get done. Mm-hmm. There's like one or two. 90% of the wide receiver deals are done, which means you know what the market is. And it's bleep or get off the pot. And if this is my message to the Browns, you've gone all in on this season. You went all in last year. You couldn't have predicted Deshaun's injury. You can't predict injuries. That's why when everybody's like, he'll never be the same again. Okay, cool. We're talking about injuries more than we are anything else. But I digress. When it comes to this season, you're doling out a ridiculous amount of money for a roster that's gotten older. This is as good, not just 1 through 53. This is when they move on from guys, when they get a cut down at the end of the preseason, they're going to be cutting good football players. Guys who will find roles. I've been able to say that like six times in my life as a Browns fan since they came back. And maybe six times is, maybe it's four times. Four times where they've had a roster so replete with talent. And it's all pretty much all been in the last like 4 years. Although there are a couple years, that changeover from Butch to Phil Savage or to Romeo, changing system, they let a lot of really good football players go, but I'm still mad about that. But
you digress.
I digress. Don't let this get to that point. It is laughable that the 49ers, who are enriched with winning, who are enriched with talent, that they would hold this guy hostage for a year or two. You don't want to pay Amari Cooper? That's cool. You want to maybe push this to a point where he either doesn't show up to training camp or he asks for a trade. I think that's a sign of it's not bad leadership. I think it'd be a sign of lazy leadership if we get to a point where Amari says, I want to trade because you're not going to pay me.
I just think it's going to be really hard. Not hard, but I mean, like, I think it's going to be something that the Browns don't want to see happen. Like, they don't want Amari Cooper to request a trade. They don't want to have that fallout. Amari Cooper, that's tough to say. Amari Cooper is and has been one of the great wide receivers the Browns have ever had. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Well, and maybe the math changes in a year. Maybe the math changes where Jerry Jeudy's ready to go. You've also spent a ungodly amount of draft picks. Even though you haven't done a top 40 pick on him, you've spent an ungodly amount of draft picks on wide receivers. If the Browns look at this and go, in a year's time, he's not going to be worth it. All right, man. Like, at some point, you just have to make a definitive decision.
Yeah.
Because players, and like Brandon Ayuk is playing the game. Brandon Ayuk's like, all right, we talked. We kept talking. You stopped talking. I'm out. Now he's, in fairness, he's got to follow through with maybe sitting out training camp. He's got to follow through on his part of this, which I don't know he will. But because I think the worst thing is when it feels like there's no end in sight, like the T. Higgins thing. T. Higgins,
that's going to drag on for a while.
Yeah, but T. Higgins can sit there on a franchise tag. He knows they're not going to tag him twice because that's a cheap-ass organization. He can at least look at this and go, all right, don't get injured this year. If we make it through this next year, I'm going to make bank next year. That's not a great situation to be in a player. But like Brandon Ayuk, oh, you're going to make him play through the fifth-year option, right? Then you're going to tag him once. All the while, he could be traded. All the while, he really is basically a lame duck on a lame duck contract for two or three straight years. For what's the point? I do understand he has value on the field. And his value might never be greater to the 49ers than it is right now. If the Pearsall kids plays well, if, you know, what all the things that can come into play that make him more obsolete there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little too cynical for my blood, though. And I feel the same way about Amari. Has Amari earned an extension? Yes. Does Amari deserve to be paid like a top five receiver? No. And there's some wiggle room there for this conversation. But get this crap done. And I
do not want to go to training camp with this not solved.
I'm trying to trust.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Andrew Berry. That is really, at the end of the day, that is what I'm trying to do. But man, if we get to training camp and Amari does not report, if we get to that point and Amari calls their bluff and we're to the point where Amari starts missing significant time, maybe not the first couple days of camp, but dude, if we get anywhere near a preseason game and this situation hasn't been resolved, either with clarity for the player, which goes a long way, hey, we're not going to sign you, but next year we're not going to tag you. Just play through this year, make your money. We'll do this. Even something like that. Like, if there just isn't clarity.
Like, knowing there's going to be a breakup at some point. But,
yes.
But, like...
But being honest and upfront about it.
Yeah. It's like those people that can end a relationship, yet still, like, kind of live together until the lease is up.
Yeah.
That's rare.
Yeah. Never did it. Never did
it. Don't want to do it.
Yeah. But probably because I also... We're talking about communication. I also was not great at communicating.
Really?
I'm better now. Oh.
More better?
I'm the best.
Okay.
Let's go with Alan. Alan, welcome to the show, Alan.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Alan?
Hey, guys. I was just thinking while you guys were talking. Like, in this new NFL where quarterbacks are going to be making $60, $70 million a year, is it really, like, smart to be able to pay a wide receiver $30, $40 million? Like, if you look what the Chiefs did, like, they're banking on Mahomes being that elite quarterback that he makes the receivers elite. Like, they got rid of Hill. They said, we're not going to pay top dollar for receivers when we have a high-quality quarterback. Like, is that the new NFL? Like, when you have a top-flight quarterback, you're expecting him with that dollar sign to be able to take these wide receivers to the next level. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Alan, we appreciate it, buddy. Good stuff. I would caution the NFL against using Kansas City and Pat Mahomes as, like, the model. I do think, like, specifically to Amari, if you don't think Amari's a number one receiver, that does complicate the conversation, just like it does he's going to be 30, just like it does that maybe he doesn't have an elite trait other than route running, like he's not elite speed or elite build. Like, there's a lot of, there actually really are a lot of nuances to the Amari situation. We're to a point where, all right, everybody knows the nuances. Both sides, his side and the Browns, know the nuances, and it really comes down to, are you going to pay him or not? But, like, I've seen a fair amount of people say, and use the justification in the NFL, well, you know, look what the Chiefs got away with. The only reason they got away with it is because Pat Mahomes is subhuman.
Yeah, he's pretty ridiculous, and that team pretty much can play. As long as they got, like, a couple guys, like, the Kelce thing matters, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. But, I mean, they're sort of plugging and playing basically every other skill position on that team.
Well, and here's the other thing. Do you know why the Chiefs won the Super Bowl this year? Because their defense was great. Between Karloftis and Chris Jones and the linebackers who are really good, they've built a really good defense. So pointing to the one weakness that team had, which was wide receiver, and go, well, see, they did it without it, really doesn't give to how that happened. Nearing elite-level quarterbacks. Like, this is going to be a big litmus test for Buffalo. Buffalo wants Josh Allen to be in the same conversation with Pat Mahomes. Well, you traded Stephon Diggs. We're going to find out this year. Unless Keon Coleman just hits the ground running, like some wide receivers can and other rookies can't, unless he hits the ground running, you could get six games into the season and realize how badly he misses Stephon Diggs, whether there was a good relationship there or not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.